Now, I want to run a couple of frames by you, which you can start thinking about and really making part of your own. Now, the only value of these frames isn't really in the ideas or the concepts behind them. There's only value in them when you spend your time to think about what they actually mean and choose to adopt one way of looking at the world over another. If you do that consistently and with real effort, in other words, you begin to believe in these frames, they'll actually begin to change not just the way you feel, but actually the way that the world responds to you, because you'll start sub-communicating them to the outside world, and people respond to you in different ways. The first frame of reference that I want you to play with is this idea of abundance versus scarcity. Someone who's stuck in a scarcity model of the world is someone who thinks there's not enough of things around there. So this is an example, might be someone who is in a desert and is dying of thirst. That person will lie, cheat, or steal to do whatever it takes in order to preserve just a tiny puddle of water. Of course, someone who's in an abundance world, where there's plenty of water, will never stoop that low. They have their dignity up higher, and as a result, because they're projecting that these things are possible, other people respond to them in a different way. Someone who lies, cheats, and steals is sub-communicating at some level that this is the kind of world he lives in. And because that's the kind of world he lives in, and unconsciously accepts that as being true, he's more likely to be lied to, more likely to be cheated, or stolen from. Because how you perceive the world, what you project into the world, is also the way that the world will tend to treat you. This is where the idea of like attracts like comes from. Now, personally, I quite like the idea of attracting abundance, people who want to give me nice things, because that's the kind of world I want to live in. And that is just a question of making the right choice and projecting the right kind of signals so that those kind of people feel comfortable in your presence and want to hang out with you. And then, of course, they'll want to be doing stuff with you as well. Another very powerful frame is to do with cause versus effect. In other words, who has control of your world? A lot of people give their control away. They decide that if only the world were different, if only Uncle Joe was different, if only Aunt Marjorie hadn't bullied him when he was young, if only someone else would change, then everything would be okay again. Now, these people are giving their power away because no matter what happens in life, they can't do anything about it because it's outside of their control. The opposite side of that frame is the one where you're at cause, where you choose that to take responsibility for the things that happen to you in your life. People who are at cause turn around and say to themselves, "Okay, this has just happened. I don't like it. What can I do about this?" So rather than being busy blaming the rest of the world, they're busy finding out ways to resolve the problems that they face every day. Because when it comes down to it, a lot of the problems that we might encounter are actually quite random. It's just random coincidences happening. And if those random coincidences are happening to you or anyone else, it's up to you to do something about them because it's very unlikely that a random coincidence will come along to solve the problem that random chance threw into your way in the first place. So start taking control of your life and choose to take responsibility to the things that happen to you. And as a result, you'll start seeing a lot more of the results that you want to see in life. The last frame I want to leave with you is one to do with yourself in a very personal sort of way. Can you begin to believe that you're the kind of people that other people look up to, that other people want to hang around with, just because they enjoy their vibe, their energy, their enthusiasm, or whatever that may be? There's actually a very interesting and quirky sort of spiritual guru called Stuart Wilde, whose theory about making money is very simple. He says the easiest way to make money is to work on yourself as a person. So you're the kind of person that everyone else just wants to hang out with, that everyone else just really likes. And when you become that person and people start showing up, start billing them for the pleasure. Now, that's nice and tongue-in-cheek as a comment, but it's actually very true. Most really successful people are people that other people like talking to and like interacting with. And because of that energy, because of the way they like exchanging things, they'll find almost any reason they can to start hanging out with them more. Now, if you start from the frame that you are that kind of person, the kind of person that other people like and that other people want to hang around with and want to do business with and whatever else you want to get out of life from, well, if you can sub-communicate that properly, project that into the world, then chances are the world will treat you as though you're exactly that kind of person. And you start seeing the same results that a person of that type would be getting. If you're not that kind of person yet, all is not lost. You can still use a frame called the as-if frame. So just pretend, what would you be like if you were this person? How would you behave? How would you move? How would you breathe? How would you engage other people? Inside your mind, you must actually take the time to actually think about this. What are the consequences? If you were the kind of person that everyone else wanted to hang out with and spend time with, how would you be reacting? If someone wants to hang out with you, would you be overly friendly? Would you be overly polite? Would you be uncaring? How would you be? Because when you can answer that question realistically and behave in the same way that someone who is like that would behave, then the rest of the world will treat you as though that were true. And eventually, you'll forget and they'll forget that all along you just started by pretending. And then that's when pretense becomes reality.